Good morning, good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
William Johnstone.
Okay, hold on a second, Mr. Self, who's going to...
I have it.
The Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as your lead panelist at this time, so just hold on, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so you're appearing, just for the record, please state your full name and the ADC number for me, please.
Yes, it's William Johnstone, 103-944.
Okay, Mr. Self, you are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal. Coming down the line in the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I am going to be acting as your panel chair today, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Self, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do, and at this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page 1 of the warrant. At the bottom of page 1 in the exhibit section, the conditions, there is a typo, and it currently says May 11th, 2018. The current date is May 17th, 2018.
Okay, no correction is noted. Okay, Mr. Self, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. I'm going to give you the opportunity to also take the fifth, because these hearings are tape recorded, and either attorney can have these recordings subpoenaed into court, okay?
Okay.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your failure to obey a police officer on or about June 26, 2018. So is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. So your next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your being on private property without permission on or about June 26, 2018. So is that true or false?
That's true. I was going to the trailer park. Yes.
So the third allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 6 as demonstrated by your being found in possession of stolen property on June 26, 2018. So is that true or false?
I didn't know it was stolen property at the time, but yeah, apparently I have the license code. They said it was stolen, and I didn't know. So yeah, I guess if they're saying it's stolen, it's us in possession.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, based on the information contained in that line, and based on the admission, Mr. Self, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company. Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Quinones. Agree, Mr. Neal. Agree, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, and see if the board has any additional questions and give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
Mr. Sauer was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on May 11th, 2018. He was arrested June 26, 2018 by Mesa PD on tech violations. He was back in due OC custody on June 26, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of December 13, 2018, zero stand days. Current conviction, 2014, forgery, 4.5 years. 2014, dangerous during violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 1994, theft, 4 years. 1994, dangerous drug violation, 4 years. 2000, theft, 1 year. 2000, trafficking and stolen property, 2.5 years. 2000, burglary, 3rd degree, 6 years. 2007, dangerous drug violation, 4.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score, 4.4. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 3. Getting information notes. Mr. Self is a white supremacist. He has prior terms of supervision, 1996, temporary release completion, 13 months. 2005, TIS release absconder, 36 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2011, TIS release absconder, 101 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, alcohol, riding, numerous acts of violence, and assault on staff noted. Other arrests, 1998, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1999, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, probation revoked. His community risk score is a G6V7. I do have status of charges from Senior Parole Officer Stephen Smith, dated August 20th, 2018, and states pervasive municipal court charges are pending.
Okay, that's the rest of you. Thank you. So, Mr. Seth, I see that when you were released on May 11th, 2018, you were approved to reside at 2LC at 54 South Island in Mesa. Then it looks like on June 20th, of 2018, you were discharged from TLC as you chose to leave the program. Where did you go to after that, sir?
I was looking for another halfway house, sir, and I just haven't found one yet.
Okay, were you working during that period of time?
Excuse me?
Were you working during that period of time?
Yes, I was working for a gym service on Country Club in Southern. It's a temporary service that I was working out of.
Okay, this is like a program. It looks like on May 11th, you were referred to treatment, screening, and tasks. You had one for random drug screening under the color code Navy. You didn't have a chance to have any results reported. Then it looks like on June 4th, you were referred to CHC for individual sessions on 614, 621. You failed to report for individual sessions. You did not complete the program. How come you didn't go to those sessions? Why didn't you complete the program?
What program was that? I was going to a drug class with my parole officer in the same location. And I was going to all my programs, and I was at TLC doing their 90-day meetings, and I was doing everything I had to do. And what made me fall is that TLC that I was going, it was kind of difficult for me to do anything that I needed to do with, you know, my drug classes, because they wanted me to work for the company, for the TLC. So I had permission from my parole officer to find another halfway house, but I don't recall missing any programs. So I went to every one of them.
All right, well, so what happened when you got stopped by the Mesa PD, sir?
I bought a bicycle when I was at TLC, and I bought it for $100. I had no idea it was stolen. Well, I was going down the street, and I had my lights on. I guess you gotta have lights on your bicycle. It was bright in the back light. And it was getting dark, and I guess I hit a bump, and somehow my front light went out. And I was just going down the street, and they pulled up behind me. And, you know, me being in trouble all my life, I reacted not very proper. I took off, and I went to a trailer park, and that was the no trespassing, going through a trailer park, running from the Mesa over a headlight of a bicycle. You know, I shouldn't have ran. You know, I didn't have a warrant. I didn't have nothing. And I gave up. I stopped, and I jumped off, and I surrendered. And they all what are you doing running over a head like it? You know, I mean, it was just, you know, a bad decision. But I was doing good. I was actually working, and actually, as you see on my record, I don't have astounding. All of my astounding for all the times I got down on the floor. This is the first time I hadn't ran. I wasn't running. You know, I mean, I was doing everything I had to do. I was trying to find another halfway house, and I was doing everything I was doing. You know what I mean? And so that's what happened that night with the incident. You know. Bad decision.
Well, Russ, I can't quite understand why you just tried to get away from the police officers.
No headlight.
I know, but that was, were you an absconder at that time or what? Why?
No, I didn't
stand.
I didn't take off or nothing.
So why would you try to avoid the police officers and get into a football suit?
A decision I made at the time, and I don't know why. I still wonder why I took off, and it's always like that. Every time I get pulled over, I'm always running. I don't know, it's just a thing that I've always done all my life. It's just a bad decision.
So the bike, when you purchased the bike, did they say the bike was stolen from someone at the same... Did they say it was stolen from someone where you were living in the halfway house or someplace different?
No, when I bought it at the halfway house, it was a guy that was living there, and I needed transportation to get to work and back. It was a lot easier for me than to run the bus, and I figured everybody was there. They had a bike rack with a bunch of bicycles, and they just sold me one. He just sold me a bicycle for $100, and I had no idea it was stolen. I mean, it was coming from somebody that was in the halfway house doing the program, been there for a while, and I had no idea it was stolen, sir.
Okay, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Some additional questions coming from the board, sir. The board's about to go into discussion during which time we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before the board goes into discussion, sir?
Yes, I just made a bad decision, and I'm willing to get out there and go back into a halfway house and get back working and just, you know, I'm getting too old, and I just made a bad decision. And I wouldn't try to scound. I wouldn't, you know, mean like I always did in the past. I was actually working and doing good. I just made a bad decision. That's it, sir.
Okay, Mr. Self, the board's going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line while the board's in discussion, sir. And we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. You can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board, okay? This is kind of a different situation. As Mr. Self says, he was trying to do the right thing while he was out. He did get picked up on a technical violation. Police officer who tried to stop him, he took off on his bike, and police officers, he ran into a trailer court and hid in some bushes. Then when he saw the officer saw him in the bushes, he took off and ran, and had to be subsequently chased and arrested as a result of his actions. And when he was caught, the bicycle that he was riding had been stolen. It was reported. I assume that it had been reported, but they charged him with possession of a stolen bike, stolen property. The charges are still pending at this time, although Mr. Self says that he purchased a bike from someone at the halfway house for $100. Don't know, that could or that may not be true, but because he does have a previous history of absconding in 05 and 11, he will be released on December 13th of 2018, which is about 4 months from now. I think it's going to be best for Mr. Self to go ahead and complete his time. When he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision, and hopefully he won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement. I have to come back before this board again. That's my Seeing no further comments, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Self, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses of property about the lapse of the criminal ways or company. Second. A motion by myself, second Mr. Quinones, agreed Mr. Neal, agreed Dr. Wright.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Self, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on December 13th of 2018. At that time, which is about 4 months away, sir, a little less than 4 months away, you won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time, sir. Hopefully, you'll be able to move about freely and not have any negative contacts with law enforcement again. I have to come back before this board. Sir, we want to wish you the best of luck. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.